The GSA is constantly looking for new ways to upgrade old federal buildings. A recent design contest featured a very unusual idea, using algae as a green power source. Yep. Sean Quinn is a sustainable design specialist at HOK and was the lead architect and project manager for the winning design. He joins us now with more information. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, I guess I'm surprised to hear that HOK is in the federal building business. I thought all you did was baseball stadiums.
We've been involved for quite a long time with office buildings within the Washington D.C. area, a lot of U.S. embassies overseas, and we've been acting on a few federal buildings, trying to update them.
All right, so tell us about this idea. It sounds something like Soylent Green, but that's not really what it is it?
No, the idea here is that the federal government has this wonderful opportunity right now. We have, you know, several hundred million square feet of existing federal office buildings, many of them over a half century old, and they need a great amount of updating. And so let's look to some emerging technologies that are coming out there and try and harness some of that innovation to create a building that's not only, you know, net zero carbon, but actually has a positive environmental footprint. And the way we're trying to look at that is one of the technologies is actually incorporating this an algae bioreactor onto the exterior of the building. Some people may not know now is that algae is harvested typically off-site in power plants, and actually some buildings and some areas of cities actually get power from biofuel. What we're proposing actually is, well, let's take that technology and put it onto the exterior of the building and kind of try and create a interesting aesthetic from that, and actually process some of the dirty CO2 right there on site and convert it into oxygen.
So wait, this is a proven technology? People are already using an algae generating system?
Yes. What's not been done yet is to apply it to the exterior of a building.
I see.
Currently, algae right now, as you've seen over the course of the past 20 years, has been generated in a lot of different ways, often in sort of these large Olympic-sized swimming pools, sort of out in agricultural lands. But more recently, the federal government, specifically the Department of Energy, has focused on innovations that have done a more micro level, looking at how algae is being developed. So in laboratories, algae is now often developed in what are essentially, you know, 6-foot to 8-foot long horizontal tubes. One of the major ingredients for this is actually carbon dioxide. And the idea is, well, algae is currently harvested in these large agricultural lands where there's not a whole lot of access to CO2, let's instead bring it into the city and generate carbon let's use some of the carbon dioxide to actually purify that and create oxygen while also creating clean energy. But there are power plants now, both on certain campuses and in certain urban areas, that generate energy for buildings. But it's done in a warehouse, somewhere that you can't see it.
And we're speaking with Sean Quinn. He is a sustainable design specialist and lead architect and project manager for Process Zero at HOK. Now, this contest, which was underwritten by GSA, came up with your idea as one of the winners. What's involved expense-wise in putting this technology onto a building? And as you said, I believe you when you say it can be made to look good. That's what architects partly do. But have you run any cost-benefit or return-on-investment analysis of it to see if it's worth the investment?
The algae system alone, we haven't done a cost-benefit on yet. It is, I would say, a rather emergent technology, such that it's still under development. So it's hard to say exactly what its commercial success would be. But the idea here is that, you know, over the course of this project, we've proposed many solutions. Some of them are off-the-shelf ones that we can use and can address federal buildings right now. Other ones are ones that we need to use as sort of visionary goals. What are the technologies that are coming out right now that we can harness, hopefully in the future, when they become more commercially scaled, to use into federal office buildings? And some of those can really change both the language of architecture, but also the way people work in the buildings, hopefully. These algae tubes would help actually diffuse light and shade a building, hence giving a sort of a green glow into the space a little bit. And actually, it's been proven neurologically that people actually focus better when there's a sort of a green ambient light.
So wait, so then if this does work under these circumstances, it can be applied elsewhere, and this could actually be, you know, a breakthrough.
Absolutely. I mean, what we look at with any sort of with addressing any existing building or any new building is trying to find the best localized energy source. And algae can be quite successful in the southwest and southeast of the U.S. But beyond that, what isn't looking at algae as sort of a silver bullet here, but localized power is your key answer. And that if we were looked at somewhere in the Midwest, perhaps looking at wind on site is a much more viable technology here. So if you're looking at doing a building in downtown Chicago, perhaps installing wind integrated turbines into that building. And so instead, actually using as much energy on site so that we don't lose as much power through distribution.
So has GSA indicated they want to try this somewhere?
I think the algae technology right now would be an idea that they're obviously, as we've been announced as winners of it, and they're one of the judges, they're very excited about it. I think the question will be in the next few years, can this technology be scaled in such a way to actually accomplish this?